Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top-rated and all returns are hassle-free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, it's summertime and the living is easy. But the sales, oh, not necessarily so much. We'll hear now with some tips. For keeping your summer sales a-sizzling is Kathleen Manning. She's an eBay education specialist and a certified business consultant, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Beachbound Hawaii. Beachbound Hawaii.
I love that name.
And that's just all one word. So look her up while we're talking
makes
to Kathleen.
Makes me want to go snorkeling.
Honey, darling, sweetheart, babe, we got a show to do.
Oh, okay.
Take the snorkel off.
Oh, okay.
Put on your, take the bikini off. Put
got
on your regular
off.
Clothes.
Yeah,
Kathleen.
Sure.
Kathleen, how important is it to know your market and use the right selling strategy?
Absolutely. And I tell you what, this is nothing new for us longtime eBay sellers. My husband and I have been selling on eBay for over 14 years now, and I've been teaching others officially as a certified educational specialist. And one of the most important lessons I've learned over the years is that any business, whether it's online, brick or mortar, as we've had stores as well, they're cyclical. Seasonal ups and downs, as well as economic and business fluctuations. And after moving from a career as a salaried employee for most of my life to being, as Lee had earlier stated, a serial entrepreneur, I had to embrace this or I knew I'd lose my mind. And watching your sales daily is a bit like watching the stock market. Sometimes you just got to let it ride. So that's not to say to be idle or stagnant, but know that this too shall pass. And I think with summertime especially, we know that people are traveling. We see airfares skyrocketing, or they're out enjoying the great weather. And longtime eBay sellers just need to understand that this is a fairly natural change. So the hardest lesson, I think, for newbie sellers to embrace is they come all jazzed up and they start listing items and they hear crickets. So I offer these pep talks a lot to encourage sellers to, you know, just stick to it, because that long time consistency and over these slower periods of time is what's going to make you a successful seller on eBay.
And you know, a lot of eBay sellers started from needing it. They needed money right away. And so they were used to, as soon as money comes in, you pay it out.
Absolutely.
With an eBay business or any kind of a business, you need to have some reserves. So if you just give up a few, you know, Starbucks coffees a week.
Oh, annualize that.
Put that in a little bank account.
Mm-hmm.
For the bad times, you need to do that.
Absolutely.
That's why in big businesses you make spreadsheets. I do it anyway. You make spreadsheets and you know when you're going to be in trouble. 6 weeks, 3 months, whatever, and you get on the ball, and that's how you
exactly.
do it.
But you plan for that.
Hey, Kathleen, right? What about getting your items seen in Best Match? Are there tools to aid with visibility and search? We hear a lot about that lately.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, I don't think anything that I'm going to share today is anything that anyone hasn't heard before. But they're tried and true methods. It's what eBay calls best practices, right? Mm-hmm. I call them smart business. For me, I use Terapeak, and I know that you talk about Terapeak a lot. But, you know, in lieu of Terapeak, just doing some old-fashioned searches, completed and also active listings. I mean, don't ignore that current market. And understanding what best match is, and in a nutshell, eBay's algorithm to bring the most relevant items to a buyer's attention, right? So if we embrace that and we learn to, when we're building our listings, use the correct selling format, that is auction or fixed price. And I go back to old school when we were first selling on eBay, understanding the differences, because there's a market for each, right? And there's a particular selling format for any particular item that you're selling, right? Pricing it accordingly, doing your market research, offering free shipping, attaining or maintaining top-rated seller status, and using strong keywords. One thing I think we as sellers forget to do is to go back and try to find our item. Where does it show? Is it showing?
Yeah.
Who's your competition, right? And always checking back to make sure that a week from now, a couple weeks from now, you're still showing at the top of a list, because competition enters, market changes.
I'm so glad you said that, because this is... this is something that a lot of sellers don't keep on top of, and that's their competition. So you may have in your niche market or your particular category on eBay a pretty good market. But remember that people come to eBay, and although there are lots of buyers that will go back and visit a seller regularly, when they search for an item, they tend to search all of eBay. And if a competitor is offering similar or identical merchandise, and it's a better value proposition for the buyer, you're going to lose out on sales. You really do have to stay on top of that.
Absolutely. And particularly in these economic conditions, we're all shopping harder. And I don't care if you're the poorest of poorest folks, just scraping by, or people that are in affluent bracket. We are looking harder, and we're holding on to our money a little bit tighter. And so if we think about, again, putting on that buyer's hat instead of the seller's hat, and realize that there's market conditions that play into conversion and sales, I think we're a lot healthier, and I think that we can plan a lot better in going forward. And this really is the time to take the time to do some inventory assessment. Sometimes, and I know sellers don't like to hear the word loss, you're far better off to take a little loss or break even and convert that inventory into something that's going to yield a higher net profit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's unload that inventory and position ourselves for the holidays, because it's right around the corner. We're less than 3 months away from the busiest selling season online, traditionally.
So what about internationally? We talked about this on the show a lot. How important is that for making sales to open your item, in your experience?
it's absolutely essential. And I was laughing at the beginning of coming on here, and I heard how they shipped you to Kentucky. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Did you hear that one, Griff? Because you weren't here.
I did, and then I had to fly back, and boy, are my arms... Never mind.
I was
true,
so see. Here's in my business. In my business, okay.
In your
talk
business.
About disappointment, because we went through all this writing these new intros for Griff and having this special guy out in the Midwest who does these things for like CBS and NBC do them, and then Griff wasn't there this morning for the premiere of them.
Oh, you made me feel guilty.
But I'm so you should. But I'm so glad that you were able to hear them at least, Griff.
Yeah.
I feel so guilty.
Global shipping, quintessential to a successful business. And if you don't know this, it's free. I had a really interesting visit with a client, and not to name names, but they're a rather huge stay in the state of Arizona. And we were talking about, they're on track to do $1 million worth of sales, and we were talking about international sales. And I was ready for this, because I had the list of all the whys they don't want to sell internationally. And primarily, the biggest is that risk, right? The custom forms and the insurance and items, you know, not getting there and the bad feedback that comes as a result of it. And I said, have you heard of global shipping? And they said, no, what is that? And I'm like, bingo, door open. I mean, because this is really going to benefit your business. eBay has made it easy to opt into the program. And I think the most important thing, as I just said, is minimize and actually remove that risk. And that's what we think about as sellers, is how am I going to be negatively impacted? It's worth taking the risk to sell abroad, but how is that going to impact me? If you've got the right item, and of course, you know, there's some things that you need to think about, size and price and country restrictions. But my question is, why not? And I had an example just about 3 months ago where I sold a fairly, it's a higher price brooch. And I went ahead. I actually forgot to check my listing for GSP on this particular item. And it went out first class international. And it's sitting at the border in limbo, right?
Oh.
Yeah, because I didn't use GSP. And I'm thinking, you know, here's just one very, very good reason to use eBay's global shipping.
Well, I just bought something from you, and this proves a good point. I don't know who would have bought that official member green team ceramic mug cup, eBay on location cup. As soon as I saw that, I love mine. I got two of them that year, and John threw away the lids.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So I can't take them anywhere because he threw away the lids. But I use them at home all the time for my coffee and for coal things as well. So I just bought that from you.
But it brings up
a good point, Griff, because you never know who's going to want something and why.
Oh, and,
right?
And that's why you list things like that.
Exactly.
That's right.
So I just bought the darn thing from you. What about mobile shopping?
Mobile shopping. Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, I'm a little bit delayed. I'm in that boomer group, not to tell you how old I am. And it took a little bit for me to jump on board. I do have my smartphone, and now I have a tablet, and they're connected to me 24/7. And I realized why. I realized what the rest of the world has been doing over the last few years. And we have, and I don't want to cite stats, but I know it's somewhere over 50% of buyers that are shopping on mobile. It's very important not to ignore that market and know that it's growing stronger every day. One of the most important things that I tell my students is to make sure that your listing is mobile ready. Clean, simple, quick, but you know, having all the relevant information in there, because that buyer, potential buyer, they've got maybe 3 to 5 seconds and they're off. I mean, the attention span is so minimal. So you need to capture that attention of that mobile buyer and make sure that your listings are mobile ready. How do you check? Look at them. Take a look at them. See what they look like. I think that once we start to let go of our old bad habits, and I do have the templates with all the fancy foo-foo borders around them, and I've loaded pictures in my listings for years and years, I'm starting to free myself of that.
So what's your golden rule of customer service? Because we only have a few seconds.
Oh, okay, no problem. You know what? Treat others the way that you want to be treated.
Amen. Kathleen Manning, thank you so much.
This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more eBay Radio.
Inside Bubble Fast headquarters in a recent year.
Our customers are asking for environmentally safe shipping supplies.
So are our supplies here at Bubble Fast durable?
Yes.
And are they high quality?
Yes.
And now they want environmentally friendly shipping supplies as well?
Yes.
Can we give it to them?
I don't know.
Well, let's go look for eco-friendly yet durable stuff.
And they did it. At Bubble Fast, you help them see that they need to be part of the Earth's solutions and not part of its challenges. I guess you could say the customer is their mentor. From biodegradable packing peanuts to recycled bubble cushioning to recyclable boxes and more, they've tirelessly searched for the best sustainable green shipping supplies available. You want to do the right thing for the planet, and they have a good start for you at Bubble Fast.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.